Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The left fielder, Ty Cline. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Barton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ray Sadecki. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hans. Hunt moves to second. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cline moves to third. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman throws the ball into Kessinger, who tags Alou trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cline scores. Mays moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sadecki for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lanier. Ron Herbel now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hundley moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Cubs. Bill Hance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hance is 0 for 1 in the game. Hance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. Barton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schroeder pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Schroeder now playing second base. Bill Monbouquet now pitching. Bobby Bonds now playing center field. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Cubs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-2 in the game. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Marshall now playing left field. Frank Johnson now playing third base. Ty Cline now playing first base. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barton hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Beckert fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. John Felsk now catching. Dick Dietz pinch hits for Bill Monbouquet. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Cubs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-3 in the game. Hans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jesús Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barton strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.